Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chof Hey, and we're holding at the second line from the very top of the Omid, where the Gemara begins, V'al data de nafshei le'ovid inish de mishtabo. What is the Gemara referring to? It's referring to the fact that yesterday we said in our Mishnah that one of the Nidrei Havoi is if a person makes a neder, and the Gemara said the same thing applies to a Shvua. If he said him loyreisi baderech hazeh ke oile mitzroyim, if I didn't see here on 91st Street between Western Avenue and Riverside Drive, ke oile mitzroyim, like 600,000 people, so that's obviously an exaggeration. So Gemara said, maybe it's not an exaggeration. Maybe what he really saw walking down 91st Street was 600,000 ants. However, he, in his own private language, he calls ants Oilim Mitzrayim, he calls them people. If you wish, it's somewhat similar to what we had earlier in our Mesechta, the Gabi Kinuyim, that the, what is a Kinuy on Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish said it's Loshen Shebodu Lahem Chachom. They made up their own words. Koinom, Koinoch, Koinos. They made up also maybe this individual, and he's making a Shvur. He's saying, I made up words too. That when I use the term Oilim Mitzrayim, I look at ants and I talk about them as if they're people, even though the average person wouldn't, but that's the way I speak and that's the way I talk and that's the way I make my Shvur. And if that's the case, then in fact the Shvur was true. It wasn't a Nidrei Havoi after all. It shouldn't become bottle. So that was Gemara's kasha on the bottom two lines. You go back to Chov Dal and Mebeis. V'dilma hay gavra kina d'shum shmi chaza. He saw a gaza, a ganza mound of ants, like an ant hill, an ant hole. And v'asik lohin shmo, and instead of calling them ants, he says, wow, look, hundreds of thousands of oilim mitzrayim are going here. Shem oilim mitzrayim v'shapim mishtam, and therefore maybe the shvur is taka. It's a guzma, but maybe it's not shot that he was talking about persons. He's coining his own terms, and he's broadening individually the definition of Oilim Mitzrayim. Don't think of them only as people that come out of Mitzrayim, but it's also referring to ants, and he calls the ants Oilim Mitzrayim. So Amalei, to the top line of Chof Hei Amud Aleph, Ki Mishtaba Adat Didon Mishtaba Vanan Lemaskina Navshin Ashim Shemani. We Chazal, we are the ones that gave the guidelines, the rules and regulations governing Shavuos, and you can't go make up your own words and your own thoughts. You're making a Shavuah Al Datenu. So automatically, anytime you make a Shavuah, it's based on what we Chazal would define the words, not your own private coining and definitions of words. Freit Yomara, it's not so simple. You telling me that when a person makes a shvua on his own, automatically we impose upon him the rules and guidelines and regulations. When a person comes to Bezin and the Bezin causes him to make a shvua, for instance, if you're talking about a case of a moide b'miktsas, we tell him in advance, have a idea, loy al tanai shebelibcha anu mashbiin oisach. We are not allowing you to make a shvua based on what you're thinking about in your mind and in your heart. Ela al datenu v'al das bezin. Therefore, listen carefully. You're making a shvua. It's based on our rules, not what you're thinking in your mind. Okay, says Gemara. L'choy lafuke. Why do we make this proclamation and this statement in advance of his shvua? Presumably, my lav lafuke, the asik lehu li iskundri, the asik lehain shmo zuzi. Maybe the pshat is, you have, for instance, a malvin aloivin. The malvin says to the aloivin, you owe me $100. And he goes and says, I paid you $50. And now we go and tell him, okay, make a shvua on the other 50, it's a moidimim mixes. And he says, I make a shvua that I paid $50. What did he really pay? He paid him 50 wooden chips, says the Ran. The word askundri means wooden chips. If you look at the Ran in the middle of the Omid, smack in the middle, iskundri chatichos eitz ketanois shemesachkin behem. This is what children play with toy money. In other words, bringing it up to date in Hantia terms, he gave him monopoly money. So he said, yes, I gave him a monopoly money of $50, and I call that money. It looks like money. It says 50 on it. It's a big dollar sign.
Las Vegas, they also give chips.
I'm sorry?
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, they also give chips. Okay.
Give you a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the point is...
He can think of anything. Yeah. He thinks he's telling the truth.
Exactly.
He's trying to fool us.
Avada. Anyway, so the Gemara says, L'choyre isn't the reason why we tell him, Al Datenu, is that he shouldn't go and say that his skundri means dollars, but he has to give real dollars. So that's why we have to make that statement. So why do we have to make this statement? Didn't you tell me that automatically when a person makes a shvua, imposed upon that is that you're doing it within the rabbinic guidelines? So why do we have to make that statement in Bez Din? Isn't it crystal clear that if we wouldn't make that statement in advance, that a person might in fact make a shvua al das atzmoi, not like we just said now about the ants, the shumshumon.
And it would be effective.
And it would be good, yeah. Everything more loy. We don't need to make the statement because the person might make his own terms and his own definitions. The reason is because of the famous case of the Kanya de Rava. Lafukim Kanya de Rava. Now, what is this famous case of Kanya de Rava? This case is Mamish Moiredik. It shows to show you how deceptive people can be, unfortunately. The Hugavra, the Mamasik Bechavre Zuzi. There was a person that owed money. He legitimately owed money to the other guy. Also, the Kanya de Rava, and they have it in turn in front of Rava. So the Malve said to the Loive, "Nu, pay off the debt." Omlei Patichi said, "I paid you already." The Iran says he paid him only half. In other words, it was a case of a moide mixis, not a case of koifa bakol. We'll see in a minute why that has to be. Omli Rava, so Rava told him, "Imkain zil ishtabli deprate. Go and make a shvur that you paid him half of the money, because he moide mixis is chai b'shvur. It's ozal." So he said, okay, I'll come back in a few minutes, I'm going to make a shvur. Ozvaisi kanya. He went home and he brought a kanya. A kanya is a cane. I don't know if the word cane and kanya are related, but nevertheless, it's a
reed, basically. But
we'll see what type of reed it was. Vaisi kanya. He hollowed out this cane and he inserted matbeis money inside the cane. The exact amount of money that he's making a shvur on. For instance, if it was $100 choyv and he said, I already paid 50, and the Malva says it's an ishtemis, you didn't pay me anything, and he's making now a shvur moidim and mixes, he filled up the cane with $50. We have a mistamach v'ozl, and now he comes into the die, into the bezdin, and he's leaning on the cane as if Nebuchadnezzar has some sort of physical infirmity. The Aussie, Alele Beidina, and he comes with that cane, as I give him the shtekin, and he comes into bezdin. Is Omalele Malva. So now, Rava says, okay, are you ready to make your shvur? Of course I'm ready to make a shvur. So Amalei the Malva, so the Malva and the Loiva sit standing together, and the Loiva says to the Malva, could you do me a favor? Could you please, Nekoit Haikanya Biyodach, I want you to hold my cane for a few minutes. Why do I need you to hold the cane? Because Nosuf Sefer Torah Vishtaba, he has to go and hold the Sefer Torah, he wants to hold it with two hands, Chas Hashem, it shouldn't fall down. Maybe he's holding it with one hand, he puts a hand in the other, but the point is he's holding the Sefer Torah. Vishtaba is making a shvur, so he can't hold the cane and the Sefer Torah at the same time. Vishtaba, the Pore Kolma de Havali Biyode. Now the Lashon of our Gemara is the Pare that he paid him. However, the Ran has a slightly different girsa. He said, "Vishtabi diyahavis lachzuzach." He made a shvur that I gave you 50. Now, he didn't say I make a shvur that I paid you, but I gave you $50. In fact, I gave you every last dollar that I had in my hand, which was true because everything he had in his hand, he handed over them. Anyway, so he made that shvur, and you can imagine the Malva was fit to be tied. He was furious because he knew that the whole thing was baloney. He didn't get a penny from this guy. And therefore what happened is how Malva Rogaz, he got very angry, a Lashon Rogez, he took the cane and he smashed it on the ground, he threw it down, and guess what happened? All of a sudden all the coins start rolling out, Vishtakach the Kushtishtab. It turned out that the Shavuot that he made was true. And that's why the Ran says, you cannot say the Loshen that I paid your debt 50%. He didn't pay it. But he did make a Shavuot that I gave you $50. And that's true. He gave him the $50. The Malva didn't realize he gave him the $50 because, of course, it was concealed within the cane. So, in truth, bottom line is Chakat the Kushtishtab. He made a truthful Shavuot. Aha. So what does the Gemara mean to say with this? The Gemara mean to say is that any time a person makes a Shavua, he cannot go and invent his own definitions. He cannot coin his own terms. And therefore, if he says dollars, we're talking, no pun intended, of course. Anyway, I'll leave that to you. You figure it out. But the point is, when a person gives chips or monopoly money, he cannot call it dollars. I'm sorry?
Who would like to hold my cane?
Oh, it's a sign. Good. But the point is, you cannot go and make your own definitions and call shum shemani. You can't go and call ants people. And you cannot go and call wooden chips or monopoly money real money. And for that, I don't have to go and give you an azhara, a warning in advance, because that's automatic. So anytime that you, one second. Anytime a person is making a shvuah, it's automatically the definitions that we use in our dictionaries and the terms that we use on a regular daily basis, that's automatically imposed and impressed on his shvuah. So why did the Bezdin have to go make a tell him, have you day ashley to lay out tonight libcha, but rather al datein vadas Bezdin? Not a person that is changing terms and definitions, but a person who is telling the truth, but he's doing it in a very deceptive way. What is the deception over here? The truth is he gave him Taka $50, and it wasn't monopoly money, and it wasn't ants, and it wasn't wooden chips. He gave him money. However, he did it through deception. What was deception? Because it was concealed in the cane, and of course he was going to take the cane back a second later, and so therefore the whole thing was baloney. But what he said was truthful. I gave you the $50. In fact, I gave it to you 5 minutes ago. Don't you remember? Well, what $50? It's inside the cake. So that's the reason why you make the al datenu. Not because of new definitions and coining of terms, but because of, I'm afraid, he's trying to do something deceptive. How is he doing deceptive? By hiding the money in a cane and handing it over to him. What's up to you?
I understand the case of a shvua. A shvua is a mice of bezdin and it involves another person. But in Durham, we're seeing so far for the last 3 weeks or so, are people saying, I'm prohibiting this on me, I'm prohibiting this. It's something which is not a standard, it's something personal.
Yeah.
That people are saying. So if someone's saying, Konem, this, if I didn't see, you know, Olin Mitzrayim this morning on 91st and West End Avenue.
Right.
Yes, who cares? The person's making a nader. The nader really only affects him, right? Why are we putting this legal standards of Bezdin and Shavuos and Mammon of Shavuos and nader?
This person afterwards wants to be matter his nader. He went and said, I asked her all apples in the world a lie if I didn't see Ka'ilim Mitzrayim this morning here on 91st Street. Okay. A few days later, he has tremendous charata that he made this shvua or this koinim, this neder, because in fact he likes to eat apples and now he's depriving himself. He goes to the Bezdin and says to the Bezdin, I made this neder, could you be matzah neder? Well, tell me what happened. I made a neder on Thursday morning, it was Rosh Chodesh, and I remember I was standing outside, and I made a neder not to eat apples if I didn't see Ka'ilim Mitzrayim on 91st Street. Says the Bezdin, you're dismissed, you don't have to go and be matzah neder, it's automatically mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Why? Because the type of neder that you make is a gross exaggeration. Even if this street had 5,000 or 10,000 people, it didn't have 600,000 people. Yeah, but maybe he was talking about the ants, and maybe there are 600,000 ants on this street. But he didn't use the word ants, he used the word Oilam Mitzrayim. That's the way I speak. When I see ants, I always think of Oilam Mitzrayim. That's the way I, after all, at the times of Koirach, he said, we look like Hagovim. So when I see grasshoppers, I see ants, I think of Oilam Mitzrayim, people are in the midbar, that's the way. Bezdin says, you have a very fertile and creative imagination, but that's not the way people speak, and that's not the way people make shvuas, and therefore the shvua or the neder that you make is worthless, it's not effective, it's
nidyavoy. Language evolves.
Maybe if today, in fact, if that's everybody would call ants today, Oilam Mitzrayim, you're right. But most people still don't do that.
It's because the
shvua neder? I'm
sorry?
Isn't there strict regulations?
In most the Gemara says typically, which one do you think is worse, neder or shvua?
I thought more regulations for shvua rather because neder is personal. Well,
a couple of days ago we said in the Gemara that shvua in fact is more chomer than neder, but not because of the personal nature, not because of the gavra or the chefza, but because it says by shvua Ki lo yinake Hashem Eisa Sheisa Shmuel Hashem. There's a special din of
there more stipulations for Shua. And then that we could play games with the language.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what was this case talking about? A Shmuel was talking about an Eidah. It didn't make a difference anymore. It wasn't really making any distinction. Both of them. Yes, yes. One second. Pinchas would like to say something. Yes, please.
That. That's that. It's
okay.
Meaningless.
You have the last word. Dvarim shebelev. And now we're no longer Dvarim shebelev. Now it's Dvarim shebeteh. Anyway, bottom line is that both by Nevdarim and by Shvuas, if a person coins his own terms and makes his own definitions, you can be creative, you can use ingenuity, but that will not affect the effectiveness of your neder or Shvuas. Let's continue on. In the middle of the Yom, the Gemara is going to bring another case, a historical case of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the case of Moshe Rabbeinu? Vakati le'ovid mishtabit, the mishtaba adai to the nafshei. You are telling me that a person cannot go and make his own definitions and coin his own terms. I'll show you nishta zevatanya. When Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing Klal Yisrael within the Ola and Shvua and Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also told them, Om Alehem, have you heard him? Shloi al da'at chavanim b'mashbiyah eschem. I am not being mashbiyah you on your own seich, on your own das. El al da'ati v'al das ha'mokoyim. Shenemar. V'loi itchem levadchem anoichi koyis ha'bris ha'zois v'yas ha'ola ha'zois. So what's v'loi itchem levadchem? V'loi itchem levadchem, don't think that it's itchem, it's your interpretation of my words. Mm-hmm. It's the Rabbeinu Shloim's definition, the Rabbeinu Shloim's interpretation. And therefore, not al datchem, but on datenu. Now, over here, of course, we're not talking about a person that potentially is putting money inside a cane. And so therefore, Freiti Mori, it's my omlu Moshe Lisa. What did Moshe Medu mean by giving them that warning and that statement, loy al datchem, but al datenu al dasem? Okay. Lav hachik omlu, Mr. Me meant the following. Dilma. Maybe you're going to do something, say something, do an aveira, and go and distort it and change it by saying, well, that's the way I speak and that's the way I do things. So, come on, tell me in practical terms. What do you mean? Lafuke mai, what are you coming to exclude? Lam lafuke da siku shmol avaris kechovim elia. Maybe what's happening is Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, Klal Yisrael, now is the defining moment. We are from now on going to be with a bris, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Elikei, with Elikim, with Rabbeinu Shlom. And everybody says, yes, we solemnly swear on a Sefer Torah, yes, we're all together with you, with Elikim. Now the problem is, some of the people in their minds, and we're not talking about in Ze'er Lachim, we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, Shvachim, maybe when they're saying Elikim, when they're saying Elikim, what they really have in mind is Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that's what they are thinking. Yeah, Moshe, of course, Elikim, Elikim. My Shasi Ve'erev, my cross, or whatever it is. And therefore, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell him, it's not your definition of Elikim, Elika, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's definition, it's my definition. Oh, so what do you see from this? That Ovid Inish to Mishtab L'Navshei. That L'Choyra, your whole theory all falls away. That's why he had to give him this warning. That is not a good example. You know why? Because you're saying that this person is going to invent a new definition of the word Elikim and say it doesn't mean only Hashem. It also means Getchkis and Avodizoris and statues. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it already that definition. So it says Elihei Mitzrayim. That's not referring to the Rabbeinu Shlom. It's referring to Avodah Zarah. Oh, so you see, if this person is making a Shvua and an Olam et Abris with Moshe Rabbeinu, when he is saying the word Elika, he might taka be an thinking about Avodah Zarah, but not because he's mishtabel and nafshei, that he's coining his own definition, because that's taka the definition. If you look up Webster's dictionary, you look under the word Elikim, first one you'll see it's referring to the Heilige Beshev, the Rabbeinu Shloim Kaviyochol, the greatest, the omnipotent Rabbeinu Shloim, and then it'll say definition number two, that it could also be referring to Havdol Alfi Avdolis, to gods with a small little g. So, Ibazoi, Vaita, you don't have a raya that a person can go and be mishtaba lenafshe, he can make his own definitions, because that's the bona fide definition. So, Freiti Mora, so Ibazoi, so what's Moshe Rabbeinu warning them al datchem, al datein, v'lo al datchem. From here until almost the bottom of the Yomid, the Gemara is going to go through. Moshe Rabbeinu could have used lechoira words that only have one definition, and therefore he did not have to tell them al dati valdasa mokain, because there is no elikai. You're right; that is susceptible to two definitions. That's what it says in the dictionary. However, there are words that are not susceptible to multiple. So, v'lishbal yasan, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu simply make a shvu with them, a bris mit and Allah, the mekayimisan mitzvahs? I agree, I solemnly swear I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvahs. The chayr that doesn't lend itself to another definition. So, tomorrow 9, mash mitzvah melech. Mitzvahs could mean not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, but it could be the commands of the king. If King George or King Ferdinand says XYZ, I'm listening to his mitzvahs. So I still don't know. Maybe mitzvahs are paroi. But the point is, the word mitzvahs itself also lends itself to multiple definitions. Oh, pray tomorrow. Oh, v'lishba yasun demikamisim kol mitzvahs. I hereby solemnly swear I'm going to do all the mitzvahs. That also is not going to be sufficient, because that's mashma mitzvah tzitzis. We know the yomamash kula mitzvah tzitzis, kenegi kol mitzvah shabbat toira. Mitzvah of tzitzis is very, very great. And you know, Rashi said in Chumash, how do you get to tari mitzvahs, exactly last week, etc., that you have the gematria of the word tzitzis itself comes out to roughly 600. And then we have the 8 strands, unless one of them is torn. And then you have the 5 knots. So you have 8 plus 5 is 600. Adds up to more or less, give or take, 613. So therefore, when he's going to say, yes, I'm going to do all the mitzvahs, maybe it means he's only going to wear tzitzis. Fainti mor v'lish v'yasin the mekamis and toira. Oh, the toira! How could it be better than that? So Timora, if he's going to make a shvul in the Torah, mashma Torah achas, only Torah, I'll know the whole Tanakh balpe, but I don't look at the Torah shebalpe. I mean, I know the whole Tanakh, Torah shebachsav, I know balpe, but I don't look into Gemara, I don't learn the daf. Oh, you're going to do toirois, that's already Torah shebachsav and Torah shebalpe. So my mashma, that could also have multiple definitions. It can be mashma Torah, mincha Torah, chatas Torah, usham, etc., etc. So therefore, vaitanishkarai. Doesn't this cover the waterfront? So you know, no. Toyrus could also mean again mashma toyrus mincha, but toyrus osham and chatas, and mitzvah mashma mitzvah samelech. So that hasn't helped us. Doesn't that include everything? No, maybe he's only accepting upon himself not to serve Avodah Zarah Desanya. Oh, if you go and koifer on Avodah Zarah, it's as if you're making a statement, I'm being mekayim kol Torah kula. So therefore, maybe that shvua only means I'm not going to do Avodah Zarah vaitanishkut. V'lish v'yasun demekamis and Avodah Zichavim v'Torah kula. Let's go and tell him you're making a shvua, number one, to be nizar, not to do Avodah Zarah, and to mekayim kol Torah kula. So obviously kol Torah kula is no longer referring to Avodah Zarah, because he already made a shvua about Avodah Zarah. Or I have another inami. You can go and say that you're going to be mekayim sheish mois v'shloish esrei mitzvois, and he spells it out. And that apparently is no longer sounds like tzitzis, because he's spelling it out 613 mitzvahs. So in bazoi lechoira, you can go back and say that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and say al dati val dasa mokoim is because a person might make his own definitions. Because if you're telling me no, a person cannot make his own definitions. He cannot be ovid inish mishtabel nafshe. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say that is because he might use a word which is multi-definitional, and he's going to have in mind another definition, and that's why he has to say al dati. Says Imar, but if that's the case, he could have used words which are crystal clear, like saying 613 mitzvahs. No melech has 613 mitzvahs, and the mitzvah tzitzis wouldn't normally say 613 mitzvahs. You'd go and say I'm mekayim all the mitzvahs, but not 613. Or he could have said avoid his arm and try to cool it. So Imar, all of your Aitzes type of Zayazay, get you right, but Moshe Rabbeinu Milton like Trichanaka, he taka could have used other terms, but the purpose of saying Al Dati Vadasa Makim is to make sure that if there are any words that have legitimate multiple definitions, that you shouldn't go and think of the second or the third definition, but it's our definition that Rabbi Yishlam has in mind and that Moshe Rabbeinu has in mind. But bottom line is, the Gemara Taka concludes, a person cannot make a shvua based on his own definitions. It's got to be based on Datenu, Vedas Bezdin, Vedas Amok. Yeah.
It's very strange, the motto.
Why is it strange?
You could have said Mitzvah Hashem. That doesn't mean Mitzvah Hashem. I mean, so a simple question.
So the Morris says, Tak at the end, Moshe, and you can have other items.
Hashidos is Lahochi, the whole discussion is superfluous.
Okay. Zero.
Okay, anyway, we can take last.
Where do you get the 613 mitzvahs? So here you see it was already established the Sora.
Absolutely.
There's another place.
No question, it established Sora at 613. The only question is how you count the 613. And that's the machlokes. But everybody agrees it's 613. And now we finish off the last piece of today's Omer Aleph, which now modifies and explains the last piece of yesterday's Mishnah. Remember, we learned the Mishnah yesterday. We said there are two examples of Nidrei Avoy. One is this Oile Mitzrayim, this huge 600,000 people here on the street. Or he said, I didn't see a Nochash Kekoyres Beis Chabad. So the normal interpretation of Nochash Kekoyres Beis Chabad means that it has the girth and the weight and the volume of a tremendous nachash, says the Gemara.
A boa constrictor.
A
boa constrictor.
A boa constrictor. How big is a boa constrictor?
Very big.
Very big. Zog the Gemara. Haloi, are you telling me there's no such thing as a huge, huge snake? Vahu Chavya, there was a snake, the Havya B'Shnei Shova Malka, who lived at the times of Shova Malka, and this was a huge snake. You know how huge it was? Ramule, they gave it to eat. Tleser Urvisa the Tivna. Urvisa means like a barn full of Tevin. 13 barn full of Tevin. That's true that the word 13 is sometimes a guzma. So it was only 12, or it was only 10. But you're talking about barn full of Tevin. And Uboli Yasoin, and it swallowed all of those 13 barnfuls of Tevin. Now, our Gemara doesn't go into all the details, but Rashi elsewhere tells us why do they in fact give this snake 13 barnfuls of Tevin to eat? Because unfortunately it was eating up people. It didn't go and bite people and or give it a sting or whatever. It swallowed up people. That's how huge it was. And therefore it was very dangerous. So what did people go and do? They said, we're going to play a trick on this snake. And they went, and in these barnfuls of heaven, they hid animals, and inside the animals they put in burning coals. What happened was that the snake ate up the barnfuls of Tevin and the animals inside. And, whoa, this is delicious. I thought I was just having parva hay. And now I see inside, ah, geschmacka schmalzadika buck of a tzayin. Without realizing that inside the buck of a tzayin there were gecholim, and eventually those gecholim ate away at the snake and burned the snake up, and the snake died. Magmata grace levai by the other snakes. But the point is that this was a huge snake. So when the person says in our Mishnah about seeing a snake, Kekoyres Beis Chabad, a beam of a Beis Chabad is probably also very large, but it's probably even smaller than that snake that was able to eat 13 barnfuls of Tevin. And therefore, says Gemara, so this is not such a guzma. Oh, my Shmuel, says Shmuel, we're talking, not talking about the physical size and dimensions of the snake, but rather we're talking about betoruf. Vos meint betoruf. So if you look at the Ran, about 10 lines before the end of the Omud, the Ran says, Osui bekoim bekoim. Bekoim means like clefts, like not holes, like cracks inside the snake. That the snake on its back has such clefts and cracks, ridges of some sort. That's what he meant to say, because apparently the Kodesh Beis Chabad does have that, and this person is saying, I saw a snake that had those types of cracks and those types of crevices and clefts, etc. That is Havoy, that's nonsense. Faitimor, why do you tell me that? Kulu Nachshi Mitrif Tarfi. If you look at the average snake, in fact, many of them do have cracks and splits. Says Imor, Agabed Toruf Komrinan. I'm talking about on the backs. What do you mean on the backs? Explains again the next Shtikluran. You're right that snakes taka have cracks. However, they have the bitsavoroi at the neck area. And in fact, if you've ever looked at a snake and make sure it's not poisonous and don't get too close, you'll see that the snake often will turn its head to the right and to the left. As it turns its head to the right and to the left, you see that there now develops a little crack in its skin because it's now being flexible, moving to the right and to the left. And therefore, there taka cracks. around the neck area, avad. But in the rest of the body, that's all intact. There are no such cracks. And therefore, if you say that you saw a nochesh that had such cracks in the back of, on its back, sinisht emes, dus a sheker. That's why it's called Nidrei Avoy. And that's why the Ran said yesterday that the Mishnah not just giving us another example. First example had to do with exaggerations. Second example had to do with nonsensical shikorim. The Ran said it's a sheker. It's not true. There's no such thing as finding a snake that has on its back cracks. It'd be like saying, I went to the zoo and I saw an elephant with five trunks coming out of its nose. Sinishtua zazach. And maybe if you have one that's a meshiga, it has two, but five, sinishtu. So the point is that this is considered to be a sheker. It's kulu nami mitzvah tarfi, agaba the tarf kamrinan, there is no such thing. Feitimar, felicity tarf. Why did I have to go and say the Lashon, the Mishnah, Reisi, Nochesh, Kariz, Beis Abad, since the whole Kariz Abad is just describing the cracks in the back of the Nochesh, that we're trying to go and prove that's in Ishdo Azazach. So let it say in the Mishnah, Mle Reisi, Nochesh, Toruf, Begaboy. That would have been much simpler, and then I wouldn't have to go through all these mental acrobatics and telling me about the 13 bales of hay, the barnfuls of hay. Well, what do you have to go into all of this? Everything, Mar, you're right. As we find many times in Shas, the Rabbeinu Kodesh threw in kind of a curveball to go and tell us another halacha. We find it in the very first Mishnah, Mesechtas Brachas. Me'emes ha'ikornish ma'bi'arvin, mishosha kahan nechnosin lecha b'trumosin. Freiti Mara, when is that? Tzeisa kachavim. Felicity Tzeisa kachavim. Miltagav orcha kamash malon, that if you have a person, a kohen that went to the mikra tful yoyim, is not allowed to eat truma. Tzeisa kachavim, you're allowed to eat truma. Who cares? We're talking about brachas. Miltagav orcha kamash malon, it's coming to tell you a zaiti galoch. The what? The kohen is based upon gabi turf. If you've never been to an olive press, and you go, you'll find that the beams do have, in fact, these types of cracks and crevices on the back. If you went and ordered through one of these catalogs or over the website, you're ordering a Kurdish Beis Abad, and then they send you a Kurdish Beis Abad that doesn't have such cracks, you know it's defective, it's inferior, and you can try to go and sue him under the lemon law for selling you something which is not good and not made for what you need it for. Okay, Zayigit, and we start now on the third category of the four categories of those Nadarim that do not require specific Hatoris Nadarim. We started off with Nidrei Zeruzin. We just finished off with Nidrei Havoi, and on the third category is Nidrei Shigogois. Zok to Mishnah, Nidrei Shigogois, Imachal Tavim Shasisi, Vinizke Shachal Vishasa, Or Shani Oich Vashini Shoise Vishacha Vishachal Vishasa. So, again, the Mishnah is giving us two examples, but again, these two examples are not just another example. Each one is teaching you a bezundra din, a special chiddush. What is that chiddush? The first one is a machalti v'im shasisi. A person is making a neder or a shvua if I ate or if I didn't eat. In other words, someone is challenging him and says, ah, oh, you keep on eating and eating, you're fressing and fressing. And he says, I aser eating any apples today if I've eaten anything for the last 24 hours. And this person is confident that he didn't eat or drink for the last 24 hours. He makes that such a nadir. And then someone comes over to him and says, ah, mister, I remember you in the middle of Shacharis, before Shacharis, you took a coffee. Oh, you're right. I forgot. I made a neder, and what am I going to do? However, since he legitimately forgot, he made a neder mechaltivim mashasisi, whether I ate or didn't eat or drank or didn't drink, and after the niska shachar b'shasa, and therefore he was over on his neder. That's a b'shoyig dekazach. You don't have to be mata neder. Unfortunately, he was over, but fine. You don't have to be mata neder. Now, what happens if he makes a future neder? Shani oichel v'shani shoyse. He makes a neder, really should be shani oichel, whatever. He makes a koinim if I'm going to go and eat or if I'm going to go and drink. And therefore, he made a neder about eating or drinking in the future. And v'shachach, and then subsequently he forgot v'yachel v'shosi taka ate and taka drank. Again, that was another shoygi. So both of these are shkogas that the person made, he was forgetful. In the first case, he forgot at the time that he made the shvua. at the time and making the shuwa machal to be a shasiti, he forgot about the fact that he's already being over because he already was al b'shas. The second time we're talking about the b'shas, he made the shuwa the neder. That was perfect. It was subsequently when he was over on the shuwa neder, that's when the shoygig hit. So both those cases of nidish comes. Fine. So therefore, you have just like a ba'avoy, we had two different types of cases. Here also, we have two different types of cases. Now you have another case. Omar koinim ishti nehenesli shigon veskisi v'shehikso esbini. We had this gemara a couple of days ago. A person that makes a koinim against his own wife Nebuch, and he says that she shouldn't have a no from him. Why? Because he's convinced that he knows shigon veskisi, she stole his kiss, his wallet, or today his credit card. V'shehikso esbini, or that she gave petch to his son, and that's why he made such a koinim. And guess what happened? She didn't take his credit card, she didn't take his wallet, and she didn't hit anybody. So now what happens? Does he have to be matanated? The answer is no, because he made a shogig, he made a bubu. What happens? A person owns a ganze orchard of fig trees, and he sees in the distance that there's a ganze oilam sitting there under the fig tree, they're eating figs. And it has a ganze, a real story. But Omar, he says, Harei Aleichem Korban, all you guys over there, I'm assering the figs on you, don't eat it. And guess what happens? As he gets closer to the end, or to the end of the field, he sees it's a kanza party. Among the people of the party is his own father and his own brother or brothers, and the other people. So as far as the father and his brother, of course, he says, I didn't mean to go and make an issa koinim on my father and on my brother. Oh, I didn't mean them. The other guys, they're a banditin who gave them the right to go and party on my trees. But my father, show my father and my brother. Okay, so now the question is, obviously it was a neder b'shoigeg, so how far extending is this shoigeg? Does that mean the entire neder falls away? Or only that part that refers to his father and to his brother? So, oh brother, what do we do? So they shall me omrim, hein mutarim umash imohem asurim. Taka, those two, meaning the father and the brother, they are taka off the hook. In other words, the neder is taka, like we said, nidrish kogois doesn't apply to them because the shoygi was only applied to them. I didn't have a shoygi about the other guys. I want the other guys to still have that koinim, just my father and my brother. So they are mutarim umash imohem asurim. So the rest of the neder still continues. They still omrim eilu beilu mutarim. The reason why Beis Hillel says Eilu and Mutarim, as we'll see in the Gemara, because Beis Hillel holds Neidah Shehutar Miktsasai Hutar Kulay. We have the same thing by Gabi Eidus. Eidus Shebotel Miktsasai Botel Kulay. Once something becomes bottle, it's all or nothing type of thing. So he sent over here, as a result of the automatic heter by Nidish Gogois, that this part about the of the Echa becomes bottles, automatically the Gansanator becomes bottle and everybody's bottle. Yeah, what's up?
In the case of Konim Ishi Nenesli, Shekhanav Eskisi, Vishkasi has been even known, Shalom Kasi, Ganva. Why is it even be a nader? It's a condition, it's a nader based on a condition, and the facts are that it wasn't triggered. Why does it even rise to the level of a nader if it's based on a false, a mistaken premise?
He didn't say over here, if she stole. He said, Ishtin Hennesley, Sheganva.
Oh, she did.
Shehiksa.
He was convinced she did it.
He had a major conviction and commitment, dedication and devotion to this faulty premise that she unfortunately hit somebody, it's his son, or that she stole something. But he was convinced. He spoke to Adam, he spoke to people, he knows, I know for a fact, I haven't been able to find my wallet now for the last week, and I know she must have stolen it. And then one day, he finds it in the bottom drawer of his office. I forgot to tuck it in the drawer over there. But he was convinced. It wasn't
a condition.
It wasn't a tonight. He said it. Exactly. A total mistake. Zogting Mara. And we start off Kishayim, Tana, similar to we started off yesterday's Gemara, but yesterday we had to turn it around because the Girsa was incorrect. Here, Baruch Hashem, we have the Girsa is correct. Tana, Kishayim, Shenidah, Shkogas, Mutarim, Kashvus, Shkogas, Mutarim, exact same thing. Shvuis and the Dorim, same halacha. If you did a Bishoigig, either Bishas Masa was Bishoigig or later Bishoigig, it's automatically, but give me an example. So the Gemara says, I don't have to talk about Eichlin every time. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were both Talmidim of Rav. Hadein Omar Rav Kahana says Shavuasa Dehachi Amar Rav, V'Hadein Amar, and Rav Azi says Shavuasa Dehachi Amar Rav. In other words, the shear is over and they're having a fist fight. Chas v'Shalom, not a fist fight, Rav Kahana, Rav Azi, but they are having a major verbal dispute. What did the Rav say? So Rav Kahana said, the Rav, you didn't hear the shear, weren't you listening? You must have spaced out, you didn't hear. He said Befeirish that it was mutter. And the other one says, you were spacing out. He said Befeirish is also. I will tell you, I'm willing to make a shvua that that's exactly what he said. And he makes a shvua too. And of course, obviously he said only one of the two. He didn't say both. So therefore, one of them is saying an incorrect, mistaken shvua. On that, that halacha is, the chalchai b'chada dait in the nav, shishapaka mishtaba. Each one assumes that he's really being mishtaba, the emes, the yatzev, the nochem, the kayim, the yosher. And it turns out he made a bubu. That's a nidish kogas that you don't, or a shvuish kogas that you don't have to be matter.
Are we going to go to what? What is the shvuah shab? What do you have to swear for b'chlam? Either he said it or he didn't say it. Mm-hmm. So what? When do you get malchus? Is malchus for shvuah shab?
I think a shvuah shab is only if the person knew at the time he was making the shvuah that he's saying it's nonsense. As opposed to over here, they thought that being mekayim the Torah, he's boruch hashiyokim zivri atira zois v'yom kolam amen on the shvuah. Everybody said amen.
It happens all the time that two people say different things in the name of Rav.
Yeah, but most people don't make a shvu when they say it. They just
That's
have
right.
a okay. Anyway, we continue on. Now this Gemara is not exactly the same as our Mishnah. It's parallel to our Mishnah, as we'll see in a moment. What is the parallel? A person made a neder, for instance, or a shvua, I am going to be gluten-free for the next 2 weeks. I'm not going to eat any gluten for the next 2-3 weeks. And then it comes Friday night, it comes time to make a moitzah. I'm going to make a moitzah on the challis and on the matzis. I'm gluten free. I made a neder mit hashvuah. How can I do that? What can I do? Ah, so he has to go to the roof, and the roof has to go and find either charot or a pesach. So for instance, let's say he's looking for a pesach. Tanan husam. He goes to the roof, and the roof says, if you would have known that as a result you wouldn't be able to eat challah, make a moitzah, be moitzah your wife and your children, and the Shabbos, and you couldn't be yoitzah the shulisidus, would you? I would never make such a neder. Well, I didn't realize. I forgot. Okay, so what's halacha? He's poseach pesach b'shabuses v'yom toivim, and as a result of making that psichas pesach, so now the neder at least falls away legabe Shabbos and yontif. The question is, but what about, did the whole Neder and Shavuah fall away that when it's like Sunday morning, what happens now, Matzah Shabbos or Sunday or Monday? Can he now eat gluten? Or is his Neder still binding because he only had a Pesach Harot Legabi Shabbos and not on Yom Tov and not Legabi Yemei Achol? So it says in the Mishnah, but Rishonei Oimim, in the beginning they used to say, Oysana Yom Mutarim, Taka Shabbos and Yom Tov now is Mutar as a result of that Pesach, Bisharkal Yom Asurim. But the other days still remain on. Because he didn't find a Pesach for Monday and Tuesday, he only found for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oh, Achibara became Valimeid. Neder should be Tzasayuter Kuloi. A neder that had a partial heter has a total heter. Where did Rabbi Kiva take this from? He didn't make it up. But we had a Gemara earlier on in Daf Gimel Daf Dalid. But the Gemara says he learned it from the Pasuk. Kechol Hayoyitzi Mipiv Yase. If you're able to do the Kechol the Ganze, then takiyase. But if he can't do the ganze, why? Because half of it has already been hutar. Neder shutu miktsasoi hutar kulay. Therefore, said Rabbi Kiva, once you find a pesach for Shabbos and Yom Tov, automatically the entire neder falls away, and it's now zero. So therefore, why does the Gemara bring this? Of course, to show the parallel to our Mishnah, and to show that that's where Beis Hillel is coming from. When Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah, Eilu ve'eilu mutar. But it's not exactly on all fours. In other words, our Mishnah and that Mishnah are not exactly the same. How are they different? Explains the Ran. Because in the case of Rabbi Kiva, we're talking about that the Bezna was taka matir part of the Neder. And therefore we're saying, when a Bezna is matir, it's all or nothing. And therefore, since they're matir part of it, automatically the whole Neder falls away. What we're establishing in our Mishnah is not only a case when a Bezna is matir, but even those cases where it's an automatic heter, it's one of the four categories, Neder Shkogos. What was the shogig that his father, his brother were there? He said, I didn't mean my father and brother. And because of that, legabe them for sure, the Neder is a shogig. We're saying now that Beis Hillel holds the din of Rebbe Akiva, of Neder Shudim Mitzasa, even by Neder Shkogos, where you're not coming to a Bezna. chosen to be matir, but it's mutter automatically. That's what the Ram says. That's why we're bringing these two. It's not exactly the same. You see, if you look quickly, the first wide line of the Ram, first wide line of the Ram, Tadan points which was the toivim, masisin the kamon, the very poiskin, but masisin loy damyam mamish, the masisin the pirkin, the two are not exactly the same. The masisin the hochan, they didn't bottle me a love. You must listen to poison. Nidrachal should poison because simchas shabbos of yom tov. So you see what we just said. Now they're not the same; they're parallel, and we're trying to bring a parallel from them. Okay. Omer Rabba. So now Rabba is going to tell us that the Mishnah, the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is a narrow machloikis. It's not in all cases. We're going to have a machloikis now between Rabba and Rava, how we explain the Mishnahs. Omer Rabba. The Kuli Alma. Kuli Alma is referring to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Remember, what was the case over here? That the person found at the end of his orchard, a whole people are partying on his figs. He's very upset about it. He makes neder kulchem asurin. And then when he comes close, he sees his father and his brother among them. Ay, va, vai. The question is it only mutter legabi, the father and brother, or legabi everybody? This is Omer Rabba. The Kuli Alma. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. Kol Heicha di Omar. If I would have known that father was there, I would have said, all of you guys are asur, with the exception of my father. Then the kulain asurin v'aviv mutter. Even Beis Hillel would agree that this is not a case of neder shehutar miktsasai hutar kulain. So where is the case? I wouldn't have said kulchem. I would have identified. I would have said Jones, you're usher. Smith, you're usher.
McGillicuddy,
you're usher. Well, Rosenberg, Greenberg, all of you guys are usher. But he wouldn't have said kulchem. Now, what's the difference? Isn't it just semantics? What's the difference? So the Ran says, no, there's a major, major difference. The major difference is because his original neder was kulchem asurim. If he would have known b'shas ma'asa that his father and his brother were there, he would have said kulchem asurim chutz me'aba. What's happening now is when he finds out that his father was there, he's just repeating and he's saying, "Oh, yisi oimer kulchem asurim chutz me'aba." See, he's retaining the same old neder that he said before. He's now just speaking out explicitly, which would otherwise would have been implicit had he known the circumstances. He certainly didn't mean to go and include his father. If we'd have told him on the spot, "Your father's there," I didn't mean him. So by the fact that he's restating his neder and he's saying, "Ilo yisi adea," I would have said kulchem asurim, and that's what he said originally, kulchem asurim. The only thing he's adding is this chutz me'aba. So he's reaffirming his old neder, just expressing explicitly the exception to the rule of his father, but everything else I'm leaving intact. Even Beis Hillel would agree in such a case that Beis Shammai is right. However, when he restructures and restates the whole neder from the beginning, and he says, "Oh, I wouldn't have said kulchem asurim. I would have said Smith and Jones and Rosenberg and McGillicuddy, etc." What he means to say is, "I would never have even made that form of shvu or neder in the first place, because I wouldn't want anybody to think chuli that I had in mind my father. I would have specified only Jones and Smith, etc." In such a case, that's where the machlokes is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's take a quick look at the Ran. Three lines from the bottom. Omer Rabba. Hakol moedim ba'oyme. Three lines. Or maybe it's four lines, I'm sorry. Ha'yisi oyme kulcham asurim chutz mi'abda kuli yalm kulin asurim v'ovim mutra. Mishum delay mikri ki hai gavna. Neide shehutte miktosai hutte kulay. Why don't you? Levikye ki v'anshe b'shasa neide oma kulcham asurim. That's how he said, just those two words, kulcham asurim. V'yashiv gam kein mamid dvar v'rishoinim l'gabi o'achirim b'oisei haloshin mamish yom v'tchila. It's not that he has charat, he's mamid, he's restating and reaffirming using the same language. Avo b'shemoitzi av min haklal, even though he's making exception for his father, afil ha'chi ein zeh neide shutu miktosai. If he never had in mind his father when he said kulchem asurim, he never would have dreamt to think about his father. So therefore, it meant all along the other guys. And now when he's repeating, he's again saying, Ulagabi Acheinim Hariyo Oimer, again Kulchem Kivat Chila. He's just repeating the same words again. So instead of removing the neder, he's restating and reaffirming the neder. In such a case, even Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that Hey Mutarim Umashi Moem Asur. This is the way Rabba learned. If he said, however, Ploini, Ploini, oh, that's when the Machloikis is. Rav, on the other hand, the top of the Yom, it says just the opposite. We could stop here theoretically, but then we'd have to go through the whole thing again, and it's much simpler. It's just to take another 2 minutes. V'rov Omer, the kuli alma kol heichad di Omer ilu hayisi oidea she'aba beinechem. In a case where he says, if I would have known that father was there, hayisi oimer ploini u ploini asurin the aba mutter. Had I known, I would have said Taka Jones and Smith and Rosenberg and McGillicuddy, then Kula Mutarim, then even Beis Shammai would agree. Why would Beis Shammai agree? Because he says, you see that he's uprooting his entire Lashon HaNeder. It's not that he's just adding Chutz Mei Abba. He's even saying, I wouldn't have said Kulchem Asurim. The reason why he wouldn't have said Kulchem Asurim, says the Ran, is because I wouldn't want people even for a split second to think that I am including my father. It's taka truv of ultimately he said chutz mei abba, but since he started off kulchem asurim, at least for that second, somebody now make sure that I was going to say, give me a chance. I can't speak so quickly. Give me a chance. I was going to say.
See,
that's what the Gemara is going to say. What you're saying, tava l'shurishin, that's the next shtikli Gemara. So says the Gemara. So nochmul ha'isi oimer. If I would have known the father was there, I would have expressly said Smith and Jones asurim v'abba mutter. Then Kulam Mutarim, then everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai would agree that the whole Neder falls away. Neder Shut Mikzasai, Hutar Kulai.
He's not really making the Shmuel.
Exactly. My Nechlik, who is the Machlikis? El Ba'oimer, Ili Hoysi Yedea, Sha'aba Beinechem, Hoysi Oimer Kulchem Asurim, Chutzmi Abba, where there he is reaffirming and restating the same Lashon as before. He's just adding the Chutzmi Abba. Here you have the machlokes. Beis Shammai Sabri Lo Kiramei. What did the Kiramei hold? Tavis Lashon Rishon. Meaning, as soon as he said Kulchem Asurim, he is saying, I want that Shvuah to be Chal, the old Shvuah that I made. I'm restating it, and therefore I'm not being matter the first part about the Acherim. I'm only being matter Chutz Mei Abba. That's the only one. Ubeisil Sabri Lo Kiramei Yosi. Damik Mar Dvar of Odom Nitfas. Don't always look and jump on his first words. Wait until he finishes his statement and then jump on him. When he finished his statement, he said Chutz Mei Abba. This applies not only very familiar. Anyways, the bottom line is the machloek is Bisham Beisil. According to Rav, is the same machloek between Reb Meir and between Reb Yosi. Tavas Lashon Rishon or Tavas Lashon Achron. Good.